How can we love others when we aren't meant to become attached to them? As attachment and affection are two very different things. Affect, or we could say bondage and bonding, they're two different things. When we are attached to someone, that means we are concerned only about their pleasure. See, in every interaction, there is pleasure and there is welfare. Like a mother who is very attached to the child. And a child says, "Mommy, I want chocolate." Now the child's tooth has become spoiled because of eating too much chocolate. And the mother says, "No, I cannot, you cannot have chocolate." "No," starts crying. And the mother, "Oh, no, no, don't cry, but I'll give you chocolate." So what is happening? The tooth will get further spoiled. So when we say we are attached to someone, that means the pleasure that their pleasure and thereby our pleasure from their pleasure, that is the only basis of the relationship. We are not really concerned about their welfare in the long run, and but we are also not, because for their pleasure we will do anything, we ourselves end up doing wrong things. The classic example of attachment is in the Mahabharata, Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. Duryodhana was an evil villain, he was an active villain, and Dhritarashtra was a passive villain. So he could not tolerate any displeasure of Duryodhana, and that's why he did hideous things. You know, he had his own nephews planned to be burnt alive, to be killed, to be poisoned. It was horrible. So attachment means that we get so concerned with other person's pleasure and our pleasure through that person, that neither that person's welfare nor our welfare remains a concern. When we are affectionate, then we are properly situated in the intersection between welfare and pleasure. If we have to choose, we choose welfare normally, even if it sometimes causes displeasure to them. And for this, we need a strong vertical relationship with Krishna. As our ultimate welfare and other person's ultimate welfare is to be connected with Krishna. All our relationships in the world, they are important, they can be fulfilling, but they cannot be forever enduring. The purpose of all relationships in the world is to help us develop an enduring relationship with Krishna. So when we interact in a way that is not driven only by their pleasure or our pleasure, but we interact in a way that is for their welfare and our welfare, then we can be affectionate without becoming attached.